robot runners compete alongside people in Chinese half marathon. By Lowell Coffee Law on April 19, 2025. It looks like 21 Chinese robots competing along with human beings in a Beijing half marathon Saturday couldn't beat serious runners, but a few may be eligible for participation trophies. The event, hosted by the city's eTown Tech Hub, did have a winning robot called Tiangong Ultra among its Android competitors. It finished the race in 2 hours and 40 minutes, which would be a respectable time for a human. However, the winner of the event, a human being, clocked in at 1 hour and 2 minutes. Running enthusiasts say event casual runners typically run the race under 2 hours, one tech publication reported. The fastest of the medal half marathoners also needed some flesh and blood assistance. A man ran ahead of it with a signaling device on his back, prompting the robot to imitate his movements. In fact, TC TechCrunch explained, most of the bots were remote controlled, with human operators accompanying them. Chinese companies as well as student groups built the robots. Not all of them fared well or finished. Only 4 were able to finish in the 4-hour cutoff time. One robot fell at the starting line. Another tripped a human support runner and then crashed into a fence and shattered into metal wreckage. During the race, a robot called Little Giant, the shortest competitor at 30 inches, paused as smoke emerged from its head. Courses and race rules prevented collisions or interference with the 12,000 real runners in the event. The robots were required to have a humanoid look and run upright. They had to race in a fenced-off lane. They also had to depart in staggered times to reduce the chance they would collide with each other. Just as human runners needed to replenish themselves with water, robot contestants were allowed to get new batteries during the race. The winner needed 3 battery changes, according to one report. Tiangong Ultra, created by the Beijing Humanoid Robot Innovation Center, was able to best its fellow androids because of its long legs and an algorithm allowing it to imitate how humans run a marathon, Tang Zhen, the center's chief technology officer, said.